I wasn't even going to preach on it, you know. For the last 2 weeks, it's been trial after trial. I'm talking about personally, trial after trial, trial with the church, trial with the business, trials here, there, you know, just trials. It seemed like turned up a little bit, you know. Nothing working out on jobs and not sending the right stuff and blah, 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 you know, and all that, you know. And, you know, went through about a three-week period where I had to control my mind. You know, how many knows that we have the ability to work on and develop powers of concentration? We must develop powers of concentration. It's called controlling your mind, is what I call it. You know, because if we can't learn to control our mind, and one way we do that is renew our mind with the Word of God. You know, to renew our mind with the Word of God. One place in the Bible it says, put on the mind of Christ, you know. Have the mind. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. You know, so it talks about a lot about the mind and thoughts and thinking in the Bible, you know. But over the course of, you know, and some of the trials were trying to get me in the flesh and get me mad. Some of the trials with everybody pulling on me at one time. Everybody needed their door done at one time. But you know, there's one thing that I've learned through my walk with the Lord is I'm geared to win ever since I got born again. You know, I would walk away from life and marriage and work and everything before I got born again. That was a great big challenge to me, to have to learn not to walk away. You know, to learn how to renew my mind, because victory is not in quitting. Victory is never won by quitting. Whether it's in the marriage, whether it's in the workplace, business, whatever the case may be, ministry, especially ministry. You know, I mean, there's times when, well, just like, I mean, today, you know, got a minister tonight, you know, I don't got an option. I've been employed by God. It's not a if I want to or not. I mean, it's God's given me a call, and it's something I enjoy doing, but the pressure was on. Hands didn't show up to work and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I could still be in Albertville on a job right now. I really could. But you know what? I told Travis, I said, we're going to work 35 minutes. No, an hour. I said, we're going to work an hour and leave. In my mindset at that, I didn't tell him what I was thinking. I thought, there's nothing going to get in my way of church tonight. Nothing. Not money, not dollars. Well, you got to have a mindset. Or Satan will begin to control your mind with pressures. You know, what you need to do. And I thought, you know what? Everything on this planet is perishing except for the kingdom, the things of God. So, you know, over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, you know, I've had to keep my mind under control. Off of jobs. Come on, somebody. Off of jobs, off of houses, off of lands, off of money. Off of 2 or 3 of my trucks broke down. Travis has broke down. We're down to 2 little trucks, boy, with nothing on them. You know, tool-wise and all that, you know. And so I come back and I said, glory to God, no weapon formed against. That's mindset there. That's a mindset. That's not being religious. You know, that's saying this weapon here is not going to prosper against me. God works all things together. And you know what that does? That's not just being religious and just saying the word. That's me and you helping to control our mind from running wild. Because you can't think on the word and your mind on everything else. Boy, when you focus in, you concentrate on the word and concentrate on Jesus, all that other has to melt away. You know, one job was, you know, we did a big job, took us a long time. I priced it too cheap. You ever done that? Price something too cheap? Wish you had never had it. But then you at the end, and you got to have some integrity to finish it, because you go by the Bible where it says we swear to our own hurt and change not. In other words, what that means, whatever it if it costs us to do the right thing, that's what we're going to do. You know, that's a mindset. That's something I've set my mind. Well, I had one of them, and I was struggling with it, you know, and I thought, well, bless God, he's just being nitpicky and those thoughts going over and over in my mind. He's just being nitpicky. I priced it too cheap to start with. Well, whose fault's that? Pricing it too cheap. It ain't his fault. Right? It's mine, ain't it? Even Teresa, she said, well, I said something. I said, well, you might have said something, but I made the choice. I said, so it's not your fault. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, you know, a little bit of my story there. But you know what? Praise God. I thought, I know better. I know better than to wrestle with this. I know better. So I cast that thing over on the Lord, and I out loud told the Lord, I'm going to yield to it, Lord. I'm not running from it. I don't care what it costs me to make this person happy, although this person is not right about some things. I mean, you can go do things wrong if that's what they want. And be right. I'm not talking about being evil. I'm talking about move a hinge. Roll a tire over here when it should be in the rack. I'm not talking about evil stuff. I'm talking about... And so I yielded. I yielded. And you know what? Here come the peaceable fruit of righteousness. I mean, the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, he said, I will keep those in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on me. Not thought on every now, stayed on me. Well, when it's staying on the word, going to do the right thing, you know, walking in right standing with the Lord, just stayed on him. When you've got a mindset, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe the enemy is coming in like a flood to burn our minds up with junk. Everything other than God. Troubles, it can even be ministry. Dread of ministry. It can be going to church. It can be going to work. Just flood our mind. Trying to get... But you know what? Because, see, listen, Satan is a master deceiver. Very crafty. And he uses pressures, the pressures around us, and then brings thoughts to us to get us out of faith and to walk away from the anointing, walk away from the peace of God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, he wants to control our thoughts. He wants to control, you know, I mean, just like the elect people get, this election has divided more families and people than I've ever seen in my life. I mean, divide. How many knows the Bible? Satan's very crafty. He said, a house divided against itself will not stand. A house divided can't stand. That's why a man and a woman needs to be walking together, unified in the finances, in the raising of the kids. I mean, they need to be in unified, you know, towards the Lord, towards the things of God, unified. That house needs to be unified. You know, I don't need to, you know, I was sitting in the church service one night, and I never really brought a lot of discipline to Travis when he was a kid. Teresa had all the discipline part when he was a kid, you know. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I would get on to her, you know, cause about things and stuff, you know, because I thought, man, all you want to do is just be strict on him and strict on him and strict on him. And so I would get on to her in front of Trav. He's just a little tight. Well, I'm in church one night, and my pastor preached a sermon, and he's talking about unity, the husband and wife being in unity. See, God knew what I needed. He knew that I should be disciplining him with her. Come on, y'all. If you got kids and one's having to do all the discipline because your emotions are running, this is ungodly working in you, and it'll cause division. It'll cause strife. It'll cause rebellion in the kids, you know, unbeknown to us. Well, I was sitting there, and he said, and if the y'all parents, he said, listen, if y'all have a disagreement on the way the one is with the kid, don't do it in front of the kid ever. He said, get away from the kid and then work it out. Talk and work it out. Reason it out. Then come in union together so that the anointing can be on that raising that child or them children. And I sat there and got a revelation that night. I sat there and realized that I wasn't bringing correct. Correction don't always mean a belt. It means I get in agreement. Let me give you an example. Come in one day and but Satan was controlling my mind using my emotion. Well, the poor kid, you know, blah, blah, blah. Poor kid, whatever, he was deceiving them. They're smart at 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. They're not dumb. Man, they're smart. Aiden run up to me. He spends the night with us on Tuesday night. Run up to me right before supper, and he said, "Papa, I want some chocolate milk." I said, "What?" I didn't know he could say chocolate milk yet. He said, "Papa, I want some chocolate milk." I said, "Well, you can't have no chocolate." "Yes, I want some chocolate milk." I said, "You ain't even eat supper yet." "Now, I could go get the kids some chocolate milk." "Well, come on, boy. He ain't eat supper." Guess what that do? Grandma would come unglued. Why? Because she don't let them have stuff till they eat supper. You know, have a snack when you eat all your supper. You know, some parents, let them have all the candy. Good God, if they're just kids. No, don't ruin them. They'll make them eat. I'm unified with Granny, Grandma. I'm unified with Travis and them out there, all of that. Well, anyhow, I come in, Travis runs out. Dada, he little bit boy. He comes up there, he runs over to me. He said, Daddy, on a brownie. I said, "Okay, baby." I've been at work. Oh, yeah. I run in there and get him a brownie. He done went and asked Mom for a brownie. Mom said no brownie. I didn't know Mom said no brownie. I go in and get the boy a brownie. Mom comes unglued on Daddy. I mean, she comes unglued on me, Mac. And then I'm mad. I'm ready. I'm going to bust. Come on. We've been Christians long enough. We can get one fight going again. Surely God will be okay with it. But you, what I'm saying, I made it funny there, but it was causing division because we wasn't unified. We wasn't unified. And you know what? After that, you know, I'm mad we got into it over a brownie, over Travis getting what he wants. He wanted what he wanted. He knew Mama done told him no. But you know what? I got in agreement with him. See, it was causing a big wreck at our house, man, over a decision. And you know what? I got in agreement. I thought, I don't care. I thought it was unfair, Johnny, that I couldn't give my son a brownie at 3:30 in the evening. I thought it was unfair, just to be honest with you. All them other kids running there snotting chocolate all over them. I mean, they getting to eat everything out there, and he can't eat nothing. He can't have no candy or nothing. I really honestly thought it was unfair. But you know what? I had to go past my feelings and my emotions to what was right. And then when I did what was right, that he come out, it was just there or two later, he runs out there to me again, and I could see him coming. I thought, oh, no, that's not going to happen again. Boy, he, daddy, you know, boy. Oh, yeah, come here, boy. And he got up, you know, and he, "Daddy, want a brownie?" I said, "What'd Mama say?" Boy, I come right out. I said, "What'd Mama say?" Said, "I got smart, Robert. All it took's one time getting hooked by that devil." But God, hallelujah. He probably caused Travis to have the thought. That's Daddy. Satan. Thinking that the bad thoughts come to you, you can't help thoughts. But you can control what you dwell on and what you think on. You can't stop it. We have that ability, that God-given ability. God give us our mind, and people ain't going to run my mind. The devil ain't going to run my mind. Bills ain't going to run my mind. Teresa ain't going to run my mind. I'm going to run my mind. You're going to run your mind, right? Your mind belongs to you, don't belong to the devil, and it ain't God's. He give it to you. And he give you a right to think what you want to think. But he give you the Bible to renew your mind so that you think like God. You're smarter than the devil, smarter than your enemies, smarter than even your teachers. Hallelujah. And you know what? That never happened again. I saw how easy it was not to yield to emotions, but yield to what was right beyond my emotions and see the peace in my house, praise God. And you know what? It was easy then. I thought, this parenting's really easy. I just got to get an agreement with her. I got to bring correction. Instead of her having to do it all, I've got to help her correct him. And then before you know it, he didn't need a lot of correction. He already knew we unified, boy. You can't get nothing by Daddy and Mama. A girl tried to get him to break, go out of the house, crawl out of the house and meet her sometime, I think he 15, 16, I don't remember how it was. He wouldn't even dare crawl out our window in the midnight hour and take a chance of us coming in there and you ain't in there. No, he would not take a chance. He'll tell you tonight he wouldn't do it. He told him no. See, me and Teresa were unified, and he had a reverence You call it fear if you want to. I believe it was a reverence. It was anointing on me and her, and we kept back the powers of darkness by our unity. And we brought unified peace at home. And you know what he does? He's doing the same thing at his house. He's carrying those same attributes that he saw raised up in, that we made decisions by the Lord giving us just little information. So y'all moms need to be in agreement with the dads. Y'all dads need to be in agreement with the moms on issues concerning your kids and what they do and what they don't do in the house and all of that stuff, praise God, and stick to it so that you push the powers of darkness out, does away with those evil thoughts, one ain't taking care of the other because there's an anointing comes in there. Hallelujah. It brings safety to your kids. See, we can't be people. I love my grandkids. If they was a truck coming and I had to throw them out, I would get hit before I would let one of them get run over. I would absolutely jump in front of, but you know what? I'm not going to live emotionally mind controlled by my emotions and the enemy not to bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Bringing them up right. Putting a sure foundation in their hearts and minds. I even taught a sermon on it. You know, sure foundation, building a foundation in our life. Jesus is that chief cornerstone, but the Word built, our life built on the Word after that is the foundation in what we're going to live and reap the consequences of the foundation that we build and even keep building in our lives, praise God, until we're going on to be with the Lord. But see, we can't let the enemy run our minds. You know, a lot of places I go now, people not even going back to church. We're actually growing. You know why I believe that is? It's not because we just started. We've been here 17 years, and we've been up to 70 and 80 and down to 3. I come down here with me and preached. Over a course of, it's not because we're all out there witnessing it. I believe it's because I yielded a little bit, then I stood up to the enemy, and I stood up and began to tell God, I'll not shut the church down again. I believe we passed the test. I believe we went through the test, and we passed that test, and now God's able to bring people like he's been wanting to do and connect them. But at the same time, I visited the church Sunday night, and they had about 12 people, and usually they run 100, 80 to 100. You know, and they shut down during the COVID and stayed shut down and did the faith. I'm not knocking them. I have to be led. That ain't none of my business. That's not my point. They have to be led. You got to be led by the Spirit. I mean, as the Bible says in Romans 8:14, those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. Not by COVID, not by KIV, not by the government. Now, we try to comply, but when it comes to the Bible, we obey God rather than man. That's what our Bible says. They obey God rather than man. You know, but I mean, people and you know what? I looked at that pastor and I said, it happened to me. He said, what? I said, the time I shut down, I said, I didn't have to get up, take a shower, shave, brush my teeth, get my clothes on, clone, argue with Teresa, two of us in our small bathroom. That's a trial. My bathroom's a trial every time we go to church. If I go in there before it's time, she'll look at me and say, what are you doing in here? And I'll look at her and say, this is my bathroom. You're taking too long. Well, I have to squeeze up. Goodbye. And then we get in the mirror and I'm having to lean over this way where she can blow dry her hair. Boy, my house is a trial at times, man. I've had the thoughts of just toting her across the threshold, you know, and then throw her in the washroom. It's right across the aisle. You know, that thought come from the devil. Well, I'd probably get the blow dryer around my neck and have a noose hanging over the door, and I'd be on one side flopping, should be hanging on. Devil trying to get me hung, hallelujah. But you know, I mean, we got to watch that devil, man. I mean, he's tried to do it while I was trying to get the put together the sermon. Had my mind on that job up yonder. I should have worked a little longer. I said, you better get out of here, devil. Shut up. You ain't going to get my mind on that job. My mind's on the kingdom tonight. My mind's on God's people. My mind's on doing the will of God tonight, so you might as well shut up. I'll be up there tomorrow, and then you can come up there all you want to, and I'll just kick you right out. Ain't going to burn my mind up with that stuff. We got business to take you. We got to come in here fresh and praise and worship. Did y'all sense the presence of the Lord? I really sensed the presence of the Lord during praise and worship. You know why? All of us were unified. We wasn't looking around, scratching our heads. We were singing to the Lord. And the more unified we are in that, in preaching, teaching, hearing, listening, you know, the more that the presence of the Lord will absolutely show up. And you can take a bad song and anointing on it, and I mean everybody will fall out slain in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You see, we got to watch that enemy, man. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, Zach, he has to stay on his toes back there. He got a whole thing in my notebook, writes them down. He don't never get to go to none of them most of the time. But Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world. What does that mean, this world? It means this age that we live in and their way of doing, being, and thinking without God. And you know, I could say, well, most people I know as Christians, are they followers? Bless God, there's a big difference in being a Christian, got saved in 1967, and following Jesus. There's a whole big difference. But it's really, really easy to follow Jesus as long as you stay in faith. You don't let that mind take you captive. The Bible says, stand therefore in the liberty where Christ Jesus has made you free, and be not yoked with a yoke of bondage. Don't go back into bondage. Boy, I got born again. Jesus saved me. Boy, I'm a happy man. Nothing changed on the outside. I still had all them messes I'd created in my life, but I was a free man. I come out of that house a free man, praise God. And I mean the whole world had changed and nothing had changed but on the inside of me. And you know what I've learned? I've learned to stand in that liberty. You got to fight to stay in that liberty. I mean, you got to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. But as long as you're in faith, you won't get burnt out. I mean, I'm excited to go to work in the morning. That is a miracle, Mac. I mean, really, it shocks me. It shocks me when I think about retiring and quitting. It just tries to depress me. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Dude, what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. We geared to win and go forward and take ground. Whether we're 10, 50, 30, 60, 80, 120. I mean, long as he's in us, he's a go-forward God. He's a God of vision. He's a God that gives us vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? We have an enemy that comes. And that's why the Lord gives us the word. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed. Like a metamorph. The word transforms us. It transforms us. Hallelujah. You know, you can be broke and be rich. Because you got that word in there, the blessing of the Lord maketh me. Dude drove up today, I was getting some fuel, and he makes these little plaques up, or not plaques, they put them on little billboards in restaurants and stuff, you know, your business or whatever the case, yeah. They're you know, whatever they are. And he said, you would blow over the door? Yeah. He said, you're the owner? And I said, I am. He said, well, I got something for you. Went over there, and he started showing me that, and I said, it was nice. It had bowling, heat, and cooling on it. And I said, well, how much are they? I said, how much is about 100 of them? Oh, no, you can't have them. Them goes in the rest. Then he began to tell me, you know. And I said, well, how much is it? He said, well, it's $195, like that. And I said, well, you got a card? And he said, well, yeah. I said, I might think about it. He said, well, I sell them to your competitors. I said, no, you don't. I said, I don't have none. I come right back, bless God, I done been set free from that. Them garage door companies out there, they're not my competition. See, men used to be my competition. If I had a black and red truck, and I thought Teresa liked black and red truck, they had, I wanted a black and red truck. That's competitive. That's fear. I'm on somebody. If they had a Timex, I needed one of them. I didn't want no cheap Walmart. If they had AM, FM, stereo, I wanted to get rid of my AM. I'm in competition to keep something I want. But you know what? I've been brought out of that by the renewing of my mind. Hallelujah. I started renewing my mind. Nope, she's a lucky woman to have me, black God. Hallelujah. I love God. I love her. I love my family. Black God, I'm a good man. You know, I renewed my mind. And then once I renewed my mind, I thought, and she's a lucky woman, and I'm a lucky man. To have a, and it defeats all that. You don't compete. So he lost me on the competing stuff. He ain't telling me nothing. You trying to use witchcraft on me now. You trying to use fear on me now. See, when we don't yield to the enemy through all of this stuff, the kids, the workplace, they can't nobody take your promotion. You've been there longer than everybody else. Somebody gets a spot, God had something better for you. Don't get all bitter. You just cheer them on and say, praise God, you got it. I wanted that, and I thought I might deserve it, but you deserve it, by God. I mean, bite the bullet and get rid of that stuff, hallelujah, where you can praise somebody else for getting victory. But it says, don't be conformed to this world. See, the world's way up is doing somebody else wrong. It don't matter who gets done wrong, long as I make it to the top. Don't matter if nobody has nothing or gets any war, long as me and my house is took care of. That's the world's way of thinking. My brother told me one time when he was in business, I said, I'm not going to compete with other door companies. He said, listen, man, and he's a Christian. He said, listen, man, this is a dog-eat-dog world. He said, we got to take care of us regardless of them. I said, there ain't no word in the Bible that tells me this is a dog-eat-dog world. I said, this is the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. I said, in the Bible it says that the blessing makes me rich. Not going cutting somebody's throat and knocking other door companies. I said, and we're not going to have a policy in this door company of downing other door companies to people. Or downing other products, whether they're junk or not. That's none of our business. Just put ours out there, let the anointing be on ours. Well, see, that mind thing, that devil, boy, you better try to cut them down. Make them believe you got a better product so you can get the jobs. That's not how you get godly jobs. I'd rather have an anointed job than have all the devil's work out there. So see, but we got to watch that enemy. I mean, I believe he's trying to work on a bunch of you right now. Cares, bills. Troubles. I mean, I'm 4 or 5 weeks out in garage doors, right? And he tries to work on my mind with it to get me in fear. I can't get to it, and it's not going to happen. Listen to this. Just Monday, I had this job set up that I'm doing. I had them deliver the doors, big job, doors in Abbottville. Okay, I called, got a price. We worked the deal out. I called back. I said, okay, you got them in stock? Yeah. Yeah, I said, okay, I want them next week. I want these next week. I call him, and I said, I'm going to do it Thursday. I'll finish it by Friday. I had it all set up. He said, okay, I want you to do that job. Then he turned another big commercial job in. At the same time, he said, I want this one this week, and then the next week I want that one. Well, then when I called to add something to that, and she says, oh, no, Scotty, they're not going to be to you till next week. I said, my mind. I mean, all of a sudden, I thought, I'm going to come unglued on them. I've got that job set up, and I've got that job ordered for the next week, and I've got two jobs for the next week, and I'm lined up, Mac. And anything in the gears is going to mess all that up. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I didn't. I said, oh, well. I said, it is what it is. I said, it is what it is. Because instantly I thought, I'm not going to be controlled. I've been through 2 weeks of trials here. Straight up, nothing going right. Trucks broke down. Can't get nothing. Can't find nothing. Can't get it done. Can't get nobody to fix it when I do get the stuff. Every job I go to, I have to dig stuff out, make sure I got it on the truck. Where my truck, I've got everything on. Everything. That might not be no big deal to you. Go try. It's a big deal. When you drive an hour and 10 minutes and you ain't got nothing to do that, you got to drive an hour and 10 minutes back, an hour and 10 minutes back. Now you've done 3 hours into running. Guy told me he couldn't finish one job up because he didn't have the stuff on there. He said, I'll be there in an hour and 10 minutes. I said, no, we're not doing that. I said, I got $30 an hour riding on this truck. I said, I'll see you when I can. We're leaving. Oh, I understand. So we went back Monday and finished that one. You know? Well, you see, listen, when you're not head control, you can think sharp. And then you can make steps count and you gain ground. I didn't lose no money over it. I don't believe in losing. I don't believe in it. I believe. How many knows the Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule? Now I'm talking about my stuff, but you got your life going on. You got choices you have to make all the time, every day. And choices come up that had nothing to do with you that you've got to, for somebody else. I mean, these things. So we need to be sharp. We need to be thinking straight. We need to be thinking in line with the Bible. We need to be able to make quick decisions under great pressure. I thought, great. I'm standing there, and then my hand didn't show up. I had to put one job off, and I'm already, you know. And so I'm standing around there, and I'm feeling like a wood stove about to explode. I mean, honestly, if you ain't never been there, you will, because God's going to help you grow up. God's going to help you mature so that you can be in the pressure cooker and all that comes out of you is good, like out of pinto beans when they cook a long time. I'm beginning to like turnip rings, see? Preacher cooked some things down. I went in the house the other day and I went, boy, they smell good. Have you ever just smelt them turnip rings? Good Lord Almighty, they smell good. You know, my daddy could eat them 3 meals. I think it's because this older I get, you know what I mean? Us young folk, 27 turnip ring. Yeah. Only reason we eat spinach because we watch Popeye. Thought he'd give us bigger muscles, hallelujah. You know, but here I am, you know, and I'm standing there and I thought, nope, ain't none of this going to move me. Don't we preach it? Don't we confess it, you know? None of these things move me. That's what Paul said. He said, trouble awaits me everywhere I go, the Holy Ghost said, but none of these things move me. Then we read that and we renew our mind and we say, okay, we're going to get to that place, God, like Paul was. We have the same Jesus. We have the same anointing Lord. And none of these. And you know what? God says, okay, you got baby steps. I'm going to give you a little trial. I'm going to give you a little devil to deal with. And you deal with it. You struggle with that one. And then he says, okay, you got to go up a little bit. Up. How many knows up, you have to climb? Well, I'm standing there and I thought, this tactic ain't going to work. I'm under pressure in ministry. I'm under pressure with all those folks over there and them kids eating one meal. And I'm wanting this money to get over there and the bank's closed on Monday and I can't get it done. You know, all of that ride tried to ride you. Well, I'm standing there and I thought, none of this is going to move me. But God, hallelujah. So I called the contractor up. I said, man, I called, told him the story. And he said, oh, man, really? And I said, yep. I said, it's just the way it is. He said, that's not good. He said, but it's out of your control. I said, oh, yeah, because I got that job. I said, now your job, your two jobs, and another job is going to come on one truck, and y'all all going to want them done in one day. Well, I'm thinking a week ahead now. I'm thinking, no, Jesus. And so he says, oh, well, okay, man. He said, listen, it's out of your care. See, when you're giving this stuff to the Lord, you don't come unglued. He works all things together for the good to those that love the Lord. And he'll work that thing out. But if you get in a wrong spirit and you get oppressed and sad and discouraged and frustrated and mad, then he can't do nothing. We tie the hands of God. We limit him. And so he says, well, that's fine. He said, and you know, if we need to, we can push that other job up for the next week. He said, where it won't press you up. I said, oh, man, thank you, man. I said, thank you, dude. I said, okay, man. I said, all right. Well, the next morning, I got a call from the door company. They said, hey, Scotty, your doors come in on the tail end of the truck. We're going to be able to get them to you this week. Do you want them? I said, yes. Absolutely want them. Yes. Yes, yes. See how God worked that out? Now I could have come unglued and cussed them out and quit pastoring. That's the first thing I think. I ain't going to church Sunday, black God. Something happens on Monday, I think I ain't going to church Sunday. Where does that come from? The devil. It's Monday. What has them doors got to do with church? Come on, man. We're smarter than that devil. But if he can use that, get me to thinking on Monday, it's going to be a long week, man. I ain't going to the midweek service. Good God, I got to have some rest. He gets me thinking about that on Monday, and then I have to snap out of it and say, you're the pastor. So y'all in ministry, snap out of it. Snap out Monday morning. Snap out of it Tuesday. Snap out of it Wednesday. Snap out Thursday. Just stay snapped out till you just snap out. When the devil tries to pull that on you, say, hey, baby, I'm snapped out. I'm checked out here. Don't come knocking on my elevator. But God, I'm not going down. I'm going up. How many knows the Bible says that we've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? It says afar above all principalities and powers. Afar, but we've been seated in heaven. Listen, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, right hand of the Father, and we're seated in heavenly places with him. I mean, we're actually got position in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. I mean, I started thinking, and I'm having to train Travis, you know, because when they don't show up, Matt, and you got all that, it can start making you think, what's the use? What's the use in trying? Every time you try to build the business, people won't show up to where blah, 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 or nothing goes right, or blah, blah, blah. You can't get in that. You can't start thinking and not talking about business with your kids or with the school or with your bills or whatever. You start doing things, and then all of a sudden things don't work out. Then's not a time to say, nobody knew the troubles. It's time then to cast that thing over on the Lord and say, glory to God, I'm more than a conqueror, Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than I draw my strength from you. Guy yesterday, he had open heart surgery. He said, boy, did you get that old, he said, my doctor told me that I'd be okay one day, my emotions is going to get to me. I said, you know, people told me that. I said, but I didn't take it. He said, you never was oppressed? I said, one time started crying on the bed before I went into surgery and had no reason. I said, for just a minute. I said, then I got hold of my thoughts. Black God, and I'm not a victim. Praise God. I said, I got a hold of my thoughts. I said, I went in there having open heart surgery, winning when I went in, and winning when I come out, running when I went in, and running when I come out. I said, and black God, I didn't have time to get oppressed. I said, I couldn't make it from here to your shop right there. I said, it tried to oppress me. And I said, well, I'll just go take a nap and try it again. So I'd go back home, take a nap, get up, and do it again. I said, you know what, before you know it, I said, I could walk twice that far. I said, you know, I said, defeat's in the mind. How many know defeat as a Christian's in the mind? But God, devil tell us all the time, ain't nothing you can do about it. Liar. He wouldn't tell you that unless they was. He tells me I can't do it. I say, that ain't in the Bible, you lying idiot. Walked in the bank down there to transfer the money this second time. She went, chee-chee-chee. I was there about 5 minutes, you know. And then she said, it's done. I said, boy, I said, you did all the hard work on the first one, didn't you? I sat down there 25, 30 minutes or longer to get that thing through. I told her, I said, now I can start advertising for you that you do transfers to Indian place.
No, don't go to advertising for us down here.
I said, okay, I'll keep it to myself. You know, but I helped her to learn something else, Johnny. By putting pressure on them to get this done. Because the Fed had told me, I'd have said, I'm thinking to close this out and go to people before they know what they're doing. I did tell her, I said, I'm here to help you.
No, you're not helping me. You're putting pressure. I mean, this is trouble.
I said, I know what you're getting. So you're getting paid to solve problems. I've got a problem and you need to fix it. See, we're smarter than they are. Ah, solve the problem, you'll be happy because I won't be in the bank and I won't close my account out. Y'all still be making money off of me, man. Come on. See, we think different than the world. We don't think like the world. We think like God thinks. God thinks victory. God thinks all things work together for your good and my good. Hallelujah. No weapons formed against you will prosper. He didn't say there's no weapon going to ever form against you. He said it will. The people are going to persecute you for being a Christian. That's going to happen. Jesus said, if some Christians are like, they're joking mad about me. Oh, God, I love Jesus. They can't take it, Sandy. It just floors them. Why would they talk about me like that? And for a week, they just keep pulling the scalp off of that sore. I don't know why so-and-so talked about me like that. I love them. Oh, shut up. Quit giving that devil victory. Quit giving him any time, man. They spread it. Well, I'm going to have to close, ain't y'all having so much fun. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm out here, praise God, got a team. We're gonna have a team, Mac. We're going door to door. We're going to do it again when God says. I've had a team here before. We went knocking on doors once or twice a month. I don't remember how we done it. But God, I took Travis and Beth with me one time. They opened my door a little bit. I push it open. We're going on in. Coming in. I did it. Boy, ask them. Yeah, we're still drunk. Well, I don't care if you're drunk or not. Do you want to get saved? Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus? Listen, you still drunk? That's fine. Ain't bothered me none. Your breath smells bad too. Look at your hair. If you looked at yourself, you'd run. I caught you asleep. And you know what? During that time, I was persecuted down here in Bluntsville. I was accused of killing black cats on the altar. Sacrificing. I was called a cult. They was calling us like we're devil worshipers down here, man. And we're feeding the hungry, man. We're clothing the naked. We're preaching the Bible. They don't even know what we're preaching, but they telling everybody that we are that. And I go to God and I say, God, listen to that, man. They're going to make me look bad down here, man. I'm trying to be a good guy. I'm trying not to sell their kids drugs anymore, Lord. I sold them to teenagers, whoever come. I was working for the devil. I said, Lord, I'm just trying to do good. I'm just trying to do good. You know what the Lord spoke to me after I quit whining for a week? He said, it's free advertisement. See somebody talking about you, say, thank you, devil, for making everybody notice me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, you idiot. Thank you, devil, thank you. The only thanks you're going to get, you're going to hell. You're going to hell where you come from. But thank you for making people notice me on Facebook. You ever got bashed on Facebook? And everybody's in there, good God, why they said about it this week. And everybody, you've got a bigger audience than you ever had then. It's a time then to show love and meekness and don't get in there and get all caught up in that thing. Hallelujah. Just be meek and laid back and don't let your mind work. And everybody looking will see how stupid they are and how smart you are. You'll find praise from them that not in your own making other than your stance for the Lord. But the Lord told me, free advertisement. But see, my mind was saying, God, we're trying to get people to come to church. Now these idiots are out here lying, man. Ain't nobody going to come. I wouldn't go to a church where I believe that they handle snakes or they cut cats open for sacrifices, dude. I'm not going to a church like that. No. And we wasn't one. You ain't seen me cut one yet. I'd let them come in here if it's okay with everybody. Giddy, come on, get these rats. So don't let that devil run your mind. Worry will kill you. It's stressful. It'll bring stress. Don't worry about nothing. Don't you worry about nothing. Don't you worry about nothing. Refuse to worry about your kids. Refuse to worry about your grandkids. Refuse. I mean, Teresa, she wasn't there when I thought she ought to be from bringing Aubrey. She goes and picks Aubrey up. And I'm trying to lay there and take a nap this afternoon, you know. And so I'm thinking, man, it's 15 after 3 and she's not back yet. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, God, her and Aubrey's had a wreck. Because she's never late. This woman ain't late. I mean, she leaves at 1:15 to pick her up at 2:45. To Bluntsville, it's 5 minutes. She sits in line and reads her Bible and prays and all of that for an hour and 40. She told me one day, she said, you want to go with me? I said, absolutely not. I am not going down there to sit in line for an hour and a half to get little baby, put her on the bus. But I'm laying there, and you know what? I mean, fear trying to grip me. She's late. Her and Aubrey. I started imagining Aubrey slung through the windshield. All kind of stuff, man. See how your mind can do that? Listen, I can tell you, shut your eyes and imagine a black and white cow, polka-dotted cow. You absolutely can shut your eyes and see a black and white polka-dotted cow. Your imagination is that powerful to bring vision to you. You can see yourself defeated through thoughts, or take the word of God to where you're thinking like God, and you can see yourself in the natural. You're defeated, but you see yourself victorious. So I just want to encourage you tonight, and I know I've got the on-time word, what he's saying, you know. Don't let your mind cause you to fear. Don't let your mind cause you to worry about bills, people sick. Listen, God's big. You can take them before the Lord like Sandy, and I believe he answers you. Like God, I believe he answers us. And instead of worrying about it, we can take things to him, cast it over. How many knows the Bible says don't be anxious for anything? Don't be anxious. Don't be worried about anything. That's what that means. He said, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let all your requests be known unto God, and the God of peace will keep your heart and mind. But he said, let your request talk to God about it. Then when you get done talking to God about it, get up and say, thank you, Lord. You just took that and you've taken care of that, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he says, the God of peace will keep your hearts and minds. Hallelujah. So I'm believing, God, that we will be more aware this week of the thoughts that's coming to us. Instead of just going about life and thoughts coming, our mind drifting off on it, then another will come and drift off on it, drift off on things that cause us to worry and get in unbelief and fear of not making it. Listen, this pandemic can't come nigh you. Ain't none of y'all might have had COVID, but he had to die when you come to church. But God, I believe it with everything in me. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. And when you get home, you put Psalms 91 to action at home. I'll go about my day and I'll say, glory to God, COVID can be on the gas pump and all that, but no plague will come nigh my jail. Lord, I've got a shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. I got it out there, Lord, and I keep it out there, Lord. I'm not afraid of it, and I go in where they want it. They want you to wear a mask. I don't get mad. I'm going to comply. I just slap me a mask on, get out there, and come back and pull it off and say, get off of me, you idiot. I don't like breathing my own air. Need certs all the time if you're going to wear a mask. Some of us do. Carry around a basket full of certs. Good God, I got to get a mask on. Let me get some certs. Cinnamon flavor kills it all. Yeah, it smells better. Hallelujah. So don't let your mind control you. Let your heart control you. Let the word be the stance you take, praise God. And I mean it cuts off all that devil, all that word. And then you can enjoy your kids. Enjoy life, enjoy working, enjoy church. I hate it when I don't enjoy church. I've enjoyed it. Have y'all enjoyed it tonight? Give the Lord some praise then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we